the Panic Zone. I'm Steve Cooper. I am America's voice. Fierce and fearless in defending this country, telling the truth no matter who gets their feelings hurt. It's the way it works around here. Three big things for you to know right now. Number three, a federal court rules in favor of Indiana University upholds its requirement that students, staff, and faculty must get a COVID vaccine. Number two, the first serious sentence has been handed down for the events of January 6th. A Florida man headed to prison for the next 8 months, even though he's never been in trouble before. And number one, President Biden says don't worry about inflation. Of course, he also said don't worry about the Chinese because they're no competition for us. So as the Democrats pursue dangerous spending programs that will flood the nation with currency that is worth less every day, inflation, in my opinion, is inevitable. But that's why we keep having people weigh in to tell me what's true and what's not. It's also obvious to people who actually shop and pay bills that everything is more expensive. And of course, not the guy who hid in his basement through all of 2020 because his handlers went to the store, brought him everything he wanted or needed. Now, as president, he has no comprehension of what it's like to see gas at the pump at $3.35 or the price of meat or milk jumping along with everything else. Joe Biden and the elites in Washington have no concern about the price of electricity doubling or tripling or anything else for that matter. They canceled a couple of pipelines to appease the radical environmentalists. Did it make any difference to them? No. Not one bit of difference did it make. Why would it? They don't live in the real world, most of these politicians. They all go off to Washington with the same thing. Some of them do make it. Some of them are still okay. But so many of them live in a bubble. Once they get to Washington, there's no reality left. They live in a place where everything's paid for and there are no concerns. And they talk about taking care of average Americans, looking out for the middle class, but do they really need it? And do they really mean it? Generally not. All they need is the vote. And so that's what they look out for. They look out for themselves, their power, their vote. Oftentimes, that is the bottom line for these politicians, feckless weasels that they can be. On occasion, there are some good ones, some really good ones, that care about what's really going on and about this country and about the mom and the dad struggling to make ends meet with a car repair bill they can't pay and a grocery bill they can't seem to muster. They know that people like that exist every day in America. But President Joe Biden yesterday dismissed the spike in inflation as nothing serious. Of course, it's the same guy, as I said, that said China was no competition and no concern whatsoever. It's dead wrong. Many serious economists are very concerned about inflation because the devaluation of the U.S. currency is significant. Is Joe Biden? Listen.
Question was?
It was on inflation. You mentioned unchecked inflation.
There's nobody suggesting there's unchecked inflation on the way. No serious economist. That's totally different. I mean, look, the stock market is higher than it has been in all of history, even when it's down this month. Even down this month. Now, I don't look at the stock market as a means by which to judge the economy like my predecessor did. But he'd be talking to you every day for the last 5 months about how the stock market's so high, higher than any time in history, still higher than any time in history. So that's not how I judge whether or not we have economic growth.
No serious economist, he says, has any concerns about inflation. Do you think Deutsche Bank has serious economists? 30 days ago, Deutsche Bank warned of a global time bomb coming due to rising inflation, a global time bomb, says Deutsche Bank. In an out-of-consensus forecast, Deutsche Bank warning of a potential crisis coming from inflation, the effects could be devastating, particularly for the most vulnerable in society. Most on Wall Street and the Fed see inflation as a temporary problem that will ebb as special factors fade away, but we're not getting rid of special factors, it seems. We're locking this spending of trillions and trillions of dollars in permanently. Money that continues to add to our debt, to our debt, to our debt. Do we just not care about debt? And if we don't care about it, why keep track of it? If $20 trillion in debt was not of concern, and now $30 trillion of debt is not of concern, and we're on our way to $40 trillion, and if it's not of concern, why keep track of it at all? Who cares? If it's meaningless, why keep writing it down? Joe Biden, by the way, Joe Biden, the president, kept hammering the idea that price increases are temporary when everyone knows that the flooding of the economy with trillions of dollars will devalue the currency and does have the possibility of triggering inflation like we've never seen, at least not since Jimmy Carter was in office. It's almost a certainty. No matter what he's trying to sell, no matter what the Fed is trying to tell you, if you take the dollar and flood the market, here's $100, now you've got two, now you've got 500, and everybody's got tons of money because you're giving it out in this program and that program and this program over here, and you continue to print money, there's nothing to back it up. It's fiat currency. Listen to this. Go.
But as our economy has come roaring back, we've seen some price increases. Some folks have raised worries that this could be a sign of persistent inflation. But that's not our view. Our experts believe, and the data shows, that most of the price increases we've seen were expected and are expected to be temporary. Reality is you can't flip the global economic light back on and not expect this to happen. As demand returns, there's going to be global supply chain challenges. We've seen that in semiconductors, which are used in automobiles. That global shortage has slowed vehicle production, creating a temporary spike in car prices. That's a real challenge. My administration is doing everything we can to address it. But again, these disruptions are temporary.
You better hope so. You better hope so, because you look at companies like Ford Motor Company, where their supply chain has been interrupted on semiconductor chips, meaning 110,000 F-150s, as just one easy example, won't be built this year. They won't be built at all. The company said to lose $2 to $3 billion in 2021. So those bonuses paid to auto workers at General Motors and Ford, Ford won't be seeing that this year. There's no profit sharing to be had. The inflation rates of 1980, when it finally reached 15%, with Jimmy Carter in the White House before Ronald Reagan was elected, we better hope we don't go back there. Mortgage rates of 15 and 18%, we better hope we don't go back there. It'd be a big problem, a really big problem. And remember, these supply chains that are creating these problems for Ford Motor Company and so forth, they all lead back to China. And then there's this weak-willed response to the Chinese hack of Microsoft. We'll play that for you in a bit, because you need to hear how weak it was from President Biden. Say, well, you know, we're still looking to. The experts tell us China hacked Microsoft. Tens of thousands of computers around the world impacted by this hack by the Chinese Communist Party. Something you ought to be taking quite seriously. You ought to take your health quite seriously, too. And right now, you can buy one, get one half off at My Pure Health Solutions. Just go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com. Buy one, get one half off at GruberHealth.com. It's weight loss that works. If you've been wondering about how to get the weight off, trust me, I did it 3 years ago. Worked great for me. It'll work for you. If you work the program, it works. Probably heard that someplace before. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com. What are you waiting for? Feel healthy. Feel good about yourself. GruberHealth.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.